At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on vacation. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Ken McCusick from Film Study Baltimore. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
Doing well. Ravens made some additions to the secondary. One of the things that people speculated about was that Marlon Humphrey could possibly move to the safety position. You don't feel that they can do that right now, do you?
I don't think they really have the depth at corner to do it. They don't have the depth at safety either. They're you know, having to work through this. But yeah, I do think it's a natural future position for Humphrey to play. He has tremendous off his own man ball skills that he's put on display last year, making an interception on somebody else's man. Jimmy Smith had this at the end of his career, and it's something that they talked about Jimmy Smith moving to safety. I think that Humphrey is the more physical player and be a better fit for it. And I think that it makes sense. But this year, I think they're going to need Humphrey at corner. They've got Wiggins, who potentially is their number one corner, or you can call Humphrey their number one corner, but he's their versatile piece. Probably Humphrey in the slot, and I for as long as he's healthy, Jair Alexander will be at the other corner spot.
Well, real quick, I know it's not on this list, but like with Jair Alexander, what type of expectations do you have for him? Are you just going to let it play out? Because, I mean, he's often injured the past 2 years, but if he's healthy, he's clearly one of the better corners in the league.
Yeah, I think at this point, the Ravens would have to be pretty happy if he played, you know, somewhere between 8 and 12 games for them. And played at a level that's been similar. The great thing about Alexander is he's played very well when he's been in, even though he's played only about half the games the last 4 years.
Yeah, I know, like, just staying with that, like, his father was talking to me, said, hey, you're going to get something good because now he's finally healthy and he's ready to go. I did want to bring up Mike Green. I saw him out and about Saturday night. He's an impressive-looking guy. I saw Loop as well. They were at a concert, and everybody going up to him seemed very like cordial. What are your expectations with Green? Because if they found something in this, I don't know what the rest of the league's going to do, because they're good at stopping the run. They've got great corners and safeties now as well. And if the pass rush gets there, it's lights out.
Right. It's maybe not quite time to feel sorry for the rest of the league yet.
But okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm a big fan of Mike Green. He's the pick that obviously was I thought was the best of all the Ravens picks in this draft. His athleticism says he could be a Sam linebacker, and that's very, very interesting to me. Now, one thing about college linebackers you never get is whether or not they can drop the cover.
Yeah.
Because the great ones are always great pass rushers, and the team needs them to do that. So anyway, Mike Green is a guy who had only 23 coverage snaps in the last two seasons, about 4% of his pass rush snaps. But I think he could be a guy who can cover. And a nice interception on a boot play in practice where he got between level one and two, and it looked just terrific that he really knew what he was doing to take away space from the quarterback.
Ken McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, I love talking offensive line. What does Andrew Voorhees provide for the Ravens right now this year?
Yeah, I think he gives them an option at left guard. I don't know that he's going to be the starter. The last that was said by Warhop was that Cleveland and he were going to slug it out or fight it out, I think were the words exactly he used for the left guard role.
I'll take slug it out. That's fine.
Either way.
For the yard line.
He didn't play that well for 3 weeks, came back, played well in week 18 after McCary played six snaps and then he came in for the rest of the game. I think that game was a very big deal for him, coming back and putting him in position to be the incumbent this year. And it probably will be a preseason match. I think one of the things that plays in Voorhees' favor is he's the obvious guard that gives you potentially a little bit of mobility. The Ravens pull a lot, and both Cleveland and Falele have a lot of difficulty moving around. So if Falele more, but Cleveland as well, relative to Voorhees, is somewhat immobile. So Voorhees, I think, is a good chance to be the left guard this year. And if he is, then the Ravens really have something because they'll have him for three more years.
I'm not sure if Patrick Ricard's dating anyone, but it seemed like John Gruden wanted to date him the way he was talking about him. He loves him. Like, did you see the video of him talking glowingly about him? Like, he always does one of my favorite players in the league. You know, everything is the greatest play.
I hate him. Gruden, that is. Oh my gosh, I hate him.
It's so phony. But look, the Patrick Ricard, what are you seeing with him? How do the Ravens use him? And how great is it that they actually have him back?
Yeah, it's one of the real triumphs of Monken, I think, that he's kept Patrick Ricard as a fairly central piece in this offense. Because Monken came in as a guy who didn't really want to run a lot of 21 personnel, wanted to bring the Ravens to more 11. But he kept a lot of the Ravens' DNA, and their rushing attack continues to be outstanding. Ricard is a big part of that. Nobody's a bigger part of it than Lamar Jackson, but he's a big part of it. He brings tremendous value for what he does. And, I think one of the questions about it is he going to be a Ravens Ring of Honor member? Cause we're kind of getting to that point. He's at a similar level to Kelly Gregg. He's played a lot for a long time and at a good level. Uh-huh. Ricard's got a bunch of Pro Bowls to point to and some All Pros, I think, a bunch of Pro Bowls to point to. Kelly Gregg didn't have that. So it might be that he's a guy that down the line the Ravens consider for the Ring of Honor.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Ken, I want to get you in on something before we let him go, Jeremy, that we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. Right now, who's the best quarterback in the AFC?
Oh, Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
It's not even close. Yeah. Yeah. People want to say Pat Mahomes. And for the reason that you give Pat Mahomes, and I said, okay, well, Aaron Rodgers is, because you're giving me resume and history. You're not giving me the right now. My pecking order is Lamar, Burrow, Allen, Mahomes.
It's probably not unreasonable. Like, I could go with a different order of 2 to 4, but the number one is clear. The guy who's had the two MVP seasons in a row, even though one he didn't get it, that's the guy who's the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, damn thing and not getting a damn MVP. It's like the caller that called in earlier. It's like Lamar's, or whoever you got the text from, Lamar's the best athlete, but Mahomes is the best quarterback. No, you haven't been looking at the numbers. Lamar is, and again, I know you just said it, but I don't think people realize. Just go look at one of Warren Sharp's efficiency charts and see all those quarterbacks. And you're like, where is Lamar? Mm-hmm. Look in that far upper right-hand corner where he's by himself. Mm-hmm. That was the best quarterback that we've seen last year mm-hmm. in a long, long time.
And the other thing that people never want to give him credit for possibly is what I call the 15% commissions he should get on all rushing yards for the team. Lamar's misdirection drives the Ravens' run game. I mean, that's what it's about.
You and I have said it, like that mesh point with Derek. It's like the biggest cheat code in the game.
It is. It's the most powerful combination.
Thanks a lot, my friend. Tell folks all about Film Study Baltimore.
Yeah, out there, we're still doing the expectations series, which is two players, one offense and one defense. Those will be posting for about the next week or so. We got some great shorts planned after that, including someone who wants to build a retractable roof for Baltimore.
Really? Mm. Oh, thanks a lot, my friend. Appreciate that. And for those that dude who wants to, or woman who wants to build that roof, we want you to build that.
Yeah.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.